Officially start the program.
All right, very nice. Thank you, Richie. Seven after the hour, Derek Stephan's Good Day program. This is Beyond Good Day, where all of us have stories to relate to and with. Those are two good prepositions that have meaning and substance. Relating to something, relating with us to things that are important. Some of them may be things, well, most of the stories we come up with, all of us, Heather and Roberta, when she's here, Jennifer, Richie, excuse me if I feel moved, but I want everybody else to be the star here, so I'll be the last one to tell the story. We'll be joined, by the way, later on in the hour by Chef Louis DeAngelis, who Meredith just went out with Georgette to find the tree for Edgar. Anyway, this is like Grand Central Station here. Normally, it's a pretty busy place anyway, but I'm very distracted by everything, and so I apologize to a point for that. At any rate, Heather, what was I saying?
You're going to say, God, she is just such a lovely girl, and we're just so glad she's here with us.
Oh, that was what I was going to say, Heather. Yeah, that may not have been what I was going to say, but... at any rate.
You were talking about Chef Louis coming
out. Yeah, and I wanted you to tell us what Chef Louis was into. You and Richie have been frantically back and forth talking about something. Louis, by the way, is an extraordinary human being in and of himself. He's very clever, does a lot of different things, but what he's best at is fixing restaurant problems. His great ideas, shares them with us here every Friday, and he'll be with us in about a half hour or so to do a little summer special cooking.
He's got a great recipe coming up for
us. So that's it. All right, so you're first in the story department, Heather.
I am. Fabulous.
Yes, you are. Fabulous.
Burning down the house. I came across this article on, I found it interesting. You think about in days gone past when people would build their own homes, build their furniture, and a lot of craftsmanship going into everything. And another piece of that I didn't really think of is all of the materials that we're using now, such as the plastics and the foams, the fillers and whatnot, they burn at a much quicker and higher rate than some of our past furnishings for our homes. So there's this huge thing going on now where a lot of fire companies, departments are looking into studying the burn patterns and whatnot because of people's home furnishings in this day in age. And they actually, in New York, on an island, I believe last week, they were going to burn down 20 homes to test this out because a big thing that's happening is...
I don't live in that neighborhood.
I know, right? Is when it appears that there's not really a fire going on, that it's just something small. And then because of the chemicals in the room, when the slightest bit of outside air, like a window is opened or something, it's like whoosh, inferno, instantly. Yeah. Yeah. And a lot of firefighters are losing their lives or being severely burned.
What was the name of it? Backdraft? Was that
Backdraft.
Backdraft with the Baldwins.
Robert De Niro and the Baldwins. Wasn't that the movie?
Yes.
About the same thing. This is, okay, so what's going on?
I was interested in this.
Because?
Because I was thinking of, I try and live as close to organically as I can, whatever, and this is something I never really thought about, and I wouldn't think that it would have this effect as far as thinking of if there was a house fire or something, and trying to not just, have more organic, like cottons on your body, but also having more organic things in your home, other than... what a lot of people are shopping now, such as things with the foam fillers.
We live
and
in
all
a
that.
World of plastic and plasticity.
We do.
Plasticity.
And this is the way I wouldn't
People and
have thought.
Objects. There's great symbolism to what you're saying. There really is. And not only is there the concrete side of dealing with what we do with our bodies and what we feed ourselves, but what we're exposed to and what you are told about what happens if these products melt or if they're around heat, what the noxious fumes could do. I mean, not that you couldn't get killed anyway because the carbon monoxide just takes all the oxygen out of the air. But this stuff, the fumes from some of these things, the stuff that computers are made from, everybody, most everybody's got a computer in their home, right? Television, same thing. What do they put in those
light bulbs?
LED, light bulbs. The LED stuff is extremely
well, and not just the firefighters, but then also the thought of, oh my gosh, what if you know my kids were at home or something, and we think there's a small little fire in someone's room, and then open the door, and you know, I never had a clear understanding of how that could work, that you have to be really careful with it, especially with all of the chemical products that we have in our homes today.
Yeah, yeah. So that's something to think about.
Yeah, more cotton, more wood.
Yeah.
You know, not just cotton on your bodies, but also the pillows, the furnishings.
But the things, right, exactly. The foam that's in the pillows versus the feathers. Some people are allergic, though.
Mm-hmm.
But another thing, we've created this whole world of people who are allergic. Everybody's allergic to something. I have found myself allergic to a lot of stuff. Yesterday I sneezed. I don't know what I was sneezing. I just kept sneezing and sneezing and sneezing, and I don't know what I was around.
Well, don't they say, too, that your body changes every 7 years? So you could have no allergies at one point, and then all of a sudden your body is changing, so you're kind of acquiring some, and then vice versa, you can also kind of get used to some things in your environment, so you're not reacting to them as strongly.
Seven-year itch?
Seven-year itch. Yeah. Could be literally.
Or no, wait a minute. The seven-year itch.
The seven-year rich. Is he coming?
I know. He will be here.
And he's up next on Good Day.
13 past the hour. Very good, Jennifer.
Are you struggling each month to make ends meet? Could an extra $1,000 help you out today? Would restructuring your credit card debt into a lower, more manageable payment make life easier? Well, there is hope. A national consumer advocacy network comprised of lenders and professional credit advisors is ready to help you. Just text the word FREE to 20300 for instant information on programs that can help you. Text the word FREE to 20300 right now. Message and data rates may apply.
Today my journey to help save people money on car insurance has got me reflecting a bit. You know, about all the places I've been so far, all the nice folks I've met, and all the money Geico saved them. I mean, if I had a dollar for every time I saved somebody money on car insurance, I could retire tomorrow. But then, I'd have to stop my journey across America. I'd never get to visit Collinsville, Illinois, and see the world's largest bottle of ketchup. Well, there's no way I'm going to miss that.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
The Department of Defense commemorates the 60th anniversary of the Korean War. We are proud to present the following stories of those who served when their nation called. First Lieutenant Kathy Drake, Army Nurse Corps.
I'm an operating room nurse. I thought we really did well. Of course, in Pyongyang, we were set up in the Russian Medical School, so we had private operating rooms. Beautiful. When you think back, we just did everything just like we did in the States. When we were taken out of Korea, I was at that time, we were sent back to Japan. And then I came back to Korea. There it was the same thing, but that was an all tent operation. There we had one big tent for the operating room, and we had seven tables that we were running. So you're really working fast to keep the, when you have a big push on, you have all those casualties, and you're working as fast as you can. And then when the push is over, you know, then there's the idle time. There's not much to do.
See more hero stories at koreanwar.defense.gov.
All right, so 15 and change past the hour. Doug Steffens, Good Day program, holiday week, 4th of July, stories galore. Rich McFadden now updates us on his latest passion.
Not passion, just interesting story. But remember when Jimmy the Greek got fired?
Yes.
For alleging that black athletes had better genes and, and were better athletes because of it?
Right.
And I remember
Which is true.
When Howard Cosell got in trouble for calling Darryl Green that, look at that little monkey run.
Oh, yeah, that was nuts.
Right. So Michael Johnson, the Olympic gold medalist, track sprinter, has come out and basically saying, you know what, this is true. He recently had his lineage traced back to West Africa as part of a British documentary, and he says that slavery left an imprint through the generations. The eight men that ran the 100-meter finals in Beijing were all of African-American or African-Caribbean descent and believed descended from slaves, according to this documentary. So Johnson said this is difficult for everybody to hear, but slavery has benefited descendants like me, and he believes that they have an athletic superior gene because of it. So they looked into it a little bit farther, and some scientists believe that a combination of selective breeding by slave owners and appalling conditions meant that the strongest slaves endured, creating a group of predisposed to record-breaking athletic performance. So African slaves underwent like rigorous selection process, and only the best and the strongest were brought in. So what he's saying is, because I am a descendant of a slave, I was predisposed to have this better athletic genes. And he is appreciative and thankful for it. But he's trying to tell this story in a way that won't, you know, upset the masses, because he believes it's true and that he has benefited from it. I find it interesting. It's very interesting if you think about the selective process, and you know, you talk about, you look at Darwin, and he talked about the selective process and how it affects us even today.
Politically incorrect, but genetically correct.
Is it as politically incorrect?
Well, why is it in the first place?
If an Olympic gold medalist is the one talking about it, if this were Jimmy the Greek talking about it, yes, it is politically incorrect and uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's Michael Johnson talking about it and saying, you know, the reason I am so fast is because of this.
Mm-hmm. Or some doctor who might say the same thing, well, may have drawn the same conclusion. Yeah. But because it was out of the mouths of someone who didn't have credentials, it was, you know, I mean, there have been a lot of things that have been said about black athletes over the years that have gotten people into trouble. Look at Rush Limbaugh. Mm-hmm. Lost that Monday night gig on the football because of Daryl.
No.
Not Daryl. Desmond.
No.
Began with a D.
No.
Yes, it did. His name begins with a D. All right. At any rate, there are plenty of examples. Is this hypocritical? Is it because it... you have credibility,
well,
you have some degree next to your name, you can say that stuff, and it doesn't have the same impact as somebody who doesn't have a degree?
So is Johnson a hero for bringing this to light, or is he ignorant?
Why would he be ignorant? What is there about this that's ignorant?
I don't think there's anything about it that's ignorant.
No. But are you a racist because you are acknowledging this? Someone will call you a racist.
All I'm doing is telling you his story.
I understand. That doesn't make any difference. People only hear what they want to hear. How many times do we go through this this program? People, I tell the story, and they come after me because... And in fact, I didn't say that at all. But that was the implication or the inference they get from their own filters. Everybody has filters based on their background, whatever their education background is, whatever their religious background is.
But, I mean, how do you deny what he's saying? I mean,
you don't.
Look at the Boston Marathon.
Yeah. They're all Kenyans.
The guys from Kenyans.
Always win. The Kenyan men win, the Kenyan women win. Always.
But
the small little black people.
That doesn't fit into what his philosophy is. His philosophy is basically the best of the best and the strongest were picked for slavery.
Yeah.
If Kenyans win, they were never descendants from slaves.
No, they were...
So it doesn't...
Does add credence to the people being Africans and maybe have a little more... hooch.
That's a whole different philosophy, though.
Yeah. Than the average white guy.
Wow. Well, so not touching any of this.
I think it's fascinating, and I think it's fascinating that...
Let the boys go down to
that
the ship.
Michael Johnson...
Exactly. Burn, baby, burn.
Yeah, right.
Usually I like to go with you, but not today.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, listen, it's still food for thought. This is...
you know it.
Still a free country, right? Can make our own judgments and assessments. And we're free to be ridiculed or ridicule others, like Jennifer being a coward. What's the matter, Colonel Sanders?
I can take
chicken.
It.
Chicken.
I can take it.
21 after.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Number one with us right now is Jennifer Horn, 23-24 actually, after the hour.
Right now.
On the Good Day program.
Always.
Yeah.
We have the summer salads to discuss with Chef Louis in the next half hour. However, first, Jennifer is taking
us on. Talk about drugs. Summer salads and drugs. Good hour on Good Day.
Yes.
Okay, so Dr. Drew is in trouble. I don't know if you guys have heard about this.
Really?
The U.S. Yeah.
He's squeaky clean usually.
Right? And I feel bad for Dr. Drew because I know he does Sober House and he does Celebrity Rehab.
Uh-oh.
But you know what? I actually feel like he cares and he actually wants people to get better and they just keep coming.
So he's not just using addiction as a way to get rich?
I don't know. I mean,
he's
totally could be, but he just seems really nice to me. He seems like he wants to help people.
Okay.
But here's what he's in trouble for, and it has to do with the big GlaxoSmithKline controversy.
Wow.
The U.S. government is, he's facing inquiries with the U.S. government, whatever that means, in connection with his relationship to GlaxoSmithKline. And since we're in the radio biz, I thought this was an interesting story because he accepted $275,000, not too bad, to talk up the drug Wellbutrin while he was hosting Loveline on the radio. This was back in 1999, right around the time Wellbutrin came out, and he took the 275 grand over 2 months. And in talking on the show about depression medications and such, he would talk about how Wellbutrin actually increases libido, where other depression medications can suppress those desires. And so he was just talking it up without necessarily saying this was a sponsored promotional segment by GlaxoSmithKline. So now the government is calling into question his character, basically, and maybe stirring up some trouble for Dr. Drew. Do we hold him responsible for that? Do you think he did wrong morally by talking up Wellbutrin without saying it was a GlaxoSmithKline paid agreement that he had with him? Because
Armstrong Williams and the whole education thing with Bush.
Yeah.
It was kind of the same type thing where he was paid to make it part of his content and not a commercial.
Right.
And he got nailed on that.
And that's what this was. Mm-hmm. They never advertised officially on his show. They just gave him the money, and he was supposed to talk about it. Now, he said, his publicist sent an email denying that he had anything to do with any wrongdoing. And he said, in the late 90s, he was hired to participate in a two-year initiative discussing intimacy and depression, which was funded by an educational grant by Glaxo. Services for the non-branded campaign included town hall meetings, writings, and multimedia activities in conjunction with the patient advocacy group. He said that his comments were always consistent with his own clinical experience. So he said the money actually came from him participating in the study.
Okay.
Right. So
they find the contract, they go through it, and, you know.
They can find a contract.
So he got 200 and how many?
275.
275.
Okay.
Not bad.
So they hired him.
Over 2 months. That's a nice gig.
Yeah.
Present these things. We get, I am paid to speak on behalf of products. There are other people that I work with who are paid. I don't know if most of the time when it's a shorter thing, like Cardiol or stuff that is the 90 essential nutrients, that kind of stuff, or any of the other things you hear me talking about personally, you know it's a commercial.
But see, that's the thing. You know it's a commercial. And I think it's different.
How is it different than putting a Coke can on the...
That's what it is. It's product placement. And that's what we have to get into now. And that's probably the next issue, is how moral is product placement in
advertising?
Why is
it immoral?
I'm just saying that's what the argument is.
What is the argument? Something that holds water?
It's different than you saying, when you're in Georgetown, go to George's restaurant. It's different than you saying, oh my gosh, I love the food at George's. When you're talking about medicine and things that affect people's health, is it a whole different game?
Is it?
I don't know. That's what I'm asking you guys. Food for thought, Dougie.
Thank you, Jennifer.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want the government involved in anything, but if somebody's out there being paid and they're going, this drug is a miracle drug, and they don't have the proof for it yet, especially with this Wellbutrin stuff.
Sticky wicket. If you go to a television show, why is it different on the radio than it is on
Because it's
television?
Not going to affect your health. It's not going to make you
I don't know about
bleeding.
That. They have, maybe not so direct, but there are product placement segments on The View at least once, if not twice, sometimes three times a week. Sponsors pay $185,000 for a four-minute segment.
Yeah, to stand and talk about cranberry juice.
And it is, and one of the hosts does the pitch. And it's clear.
Yeah, look at the Today Show. The Today Show is, that's 65% of the Today Show.
It's all NBC
stuff. It's a commercial.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if that's the case, then why they don't identify this as XYZ commercial?
I think that they probably identify the health, the drug companies. I mean, yeah, Sara Lee pies are on, and they're talking about, you know, great pies for 4th of
so
July
cookouts.
There's
a difference
cookouts.
Between the drug companies
and the
food companies.
Yeah.
But eating bad food isn't as bad as
right.
having
the
bad
Right, the
Coca-Cola
on American Idol that makes you fat and...
And who makes that determination? Who says
because
drinking Coca-Cola is not as
FDA
bad for you as taking a bad drug?
Coke is not a drug.
Oh, sure it is.
Well,
absolutely, it's a drug.
It's not determined the drug is by the government.
Well, how would people get addicted to Coca-Cola? My sister's addicted to Tab because of the stuff they put
Tab.
In it. Whatever that's.
Who's your
Fresca?
Tab.
Yeah.
I love
my sister.
Fresca.
I can go into my sister's garage and find barrels of Tab cans. Or whatever the...
You better stock up, man.
Yeah, is it Tab? I don't know. Whatever it is now.
Hey,
is Tab still around?
It's
yeah,
hard
it
to find. It's
yeah.
around, but hard
Not
to
find. Not
in
my sister's house. You can find cans of it everywhere.
Yeah.
Half past the hour on Good Day.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Let me ask you a question. What does freedom mean to you? The freedom to choose, the freedom to vote, the freedom to worship. How about the freedom to take control of your own future? My friends at eFoods Direct are celebrating freedom this month while helping you take control of your greatest dependency, food. Right now you receive one of their new Patriot Packs free with every $289 you spend on their highly nutritious and great-tasting food. The Patriot Pack is a 30-day supply of eFoods quick fix, easy-to-store food. For example, purchase a one-year supply and get five Patriot Packs, which is 5 months of food free. Use the extra food for everyday use and save hundreds off your grocery bill. Give your free Patriot Pack as a gift to a friend or relative, or simply add more food to your long-term supply for free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Operators are standing by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. eFoods is so affordable, the more you store and eat, the more you save. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633 right now.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at HerbalHealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Doug Steffens, good day. Doug is out on the farm walking around checking things out for the proceedings this weekend for his friend Edgar. So until then, we will start chatting with our friend Chef Louie, who's here with some great, great ideas for some light summer cooking.
And I actually have to ask Chef Louie a question, Rich.
Okay.
Okay, so yesterday, Louie, Heather, you know, our newest friend here on the show, she just discovered beer can chicken.
Oh, so
which
cool.
It was very difficult to explain to Doug. He didn't understand the whole steaming process. He wanted to know if you could do it with other pieces
of meat. It's a standing chicken with the beer inside the chicken.
Do you pour it in there?
Yeah, it was difficult for me to get. But it kind of got to me because when I cook chicken just on a stovetop, like if I'm cooking a chicken breast, I always put in some chicken broth and white wine to steam the chicken, and I tent it with some tinfoil so that it all stays in. So can you do a steaming method like that with any other meat?
Oh, sure. It's called braising. You know, whenever you put more than, you know, halfway up the side of the meat's worth of liquid in a large fry pan, you know, you're braising the meat. And it's a good idea, especially with chicken breast, Jennifer, because, you know, chicken breast tends to be pretty dry when it's cooked or cooked too long. That's why I like to marinate it ahead of time. You know, sometimes I take a whole chicken. Whenever I'm making a whole chicken, you know, I'll sit it in a cooler with ice and water and maybe an orange juice and brown sugar mixed with some salt in it. And by brining it that way, you're going to add more liquid to the chicken breast, you know, to the whole chicken for that matter.
Because can you cook anything else with a beer can, though?
Oh, beer can cooking is great.
That's
you can pour beer right in your skillet if you want when you're cooking them. But, you know, it's good to use a dark beer.
Yeah, that's what I, when I do my chili, I use a dark beer.
Yeah, much more flavor. And you don't use the whole can, so that gives the cook a little bit something to sip on while it's cooking.
That's right.
So, Louis, I'm confused on when we talk about trying to keep meats moist as you cook them, whether you should put holes in the meat or not. Sometimes, you know, you're like, okay, you take a skewer and you put it in, you put the garlic in, or and then you put the braise over it. I mean, what is the ruling on that?
Well, you know, most people don't taste the difference. You know, when let's say if you're barbecuing the meat, but they all say you sear it, you know, like in a pan. And there's really no such thing. It's not living tissue, so you're not cauterizing the meat. All you're doing is putting a crust on the outside of it. So the more holes you put in it, those are more little exit wounds, so to speak, where juices can, you know, flow out of. You know, it's good to let it absorb ahead of time, One of the things that I did over, you know, over the holiday was I had a London broil. And what I did was I took a little bit of buttermilk and some yogurt, and that's how I marinated it for 2 hours ahead of time. Milk tends to break down any tissue that's in the meat. Makes it more tender. It's not going to make it any juicier, that's for sure. But it does make it more tender. And when you put it on the heat, you know, just don't touch it. You know, put it on one side and let it cook for a good 6, 7, 8 minutes. Then flip it, okay? Because the more you jostle it, the more chance you're going to have of opening up the fiber and letting juice come out.
What's your philosophy on searing to try and hold the juices in? Cooking at a real high heat for a short time just to kind of sear the outside and then keep the juices in, and then lowering the heat.
Like I said, there's really no such thing as searing. There's a lot of schools of thought on that. And all you're doing is crusting the outside, which in that case can hold more juice in. But you're not, you know, most people think that they sear it under high heat. It's like almost like cauterizing the meat. And if it's not living tissue, you're not going to get anywhere cauterizing it. What you're doing is you're just trying to crust it up enough so that you're closing some of those fibers. You know, where little meat fibers are stuck together so it doesn't leak too much juice out. But you can do it either way. Just look at what happens when you put meat in a smoker. You know, what's drier than a brisket? And you put that in a smoker for 6, 8 hours at 200, 225 degrees. And when you take that out of that smoker and you slice it, I mean, the guy next to you gets squirted. It's so juicy.
Yeah.
You know, so that throws that whole searing theory right out the window.
Okay. All right, well, so when we come back, Louie's going to give us a couple of recipes for some light summer salads. It's hot. Nobody wants to eat heavy, at least where I am right now, so looking for some light ideas. Coming up at Good Day, it's 38 past the hour.
Today's Gold Bond Rescue Mission, the 7th Inning Sweat. I'm with superfan Scott and Paul.
Hey.
It's 100 degrees out here, and they're trying to enjoy a ball game.
It's getting uncomfortable.
Yeah, and sticky. That's why I'm giving them the powder with the power. Gold Bond Body Powder.
We're itchy, too.
The encapsulated menthol protects skin, absorbs moisture, even relieves itching. So they stay dry and comfortable.
Talk about a game changer.
Thanks, Jimmy. Thank Gold Bond. This stuff works.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
I'm Colonel Dave Clark, Executive Director of the Defense Department's 60th Anniversary of the Korean War Commemoration Committee. On Korean War Armistice Day, July 27th at 9 a.m., we are inviting Korean War veterans, their families and friends, to visit the Arlington National Cemetery Amphitheater for a wreath-laying ceremony and commemorative event. It's open to the public and will feature senior representatives from across the Department of Defense and the United States government. For more information, visit koreanwar.defense.gov.
On my journey to help save people money on car insurance, people have been really surprised to learn that GEICO can also help with renter's insurance. They're even more surprised when I tell them it costs as little as $12 a month. But perhaps what's most surprising is that I still live with my mum. Yeah, I know, I really should start thinking about renting my own place. But then I'd have to get my own tea kettle, sofa, shower curtain, soap dish.
Visit GEICO.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Old Navy Funovations Inc. presents a summer sale like none other. All new summer styles at clearance prices. Sung by megastar Jordan Knight.
Fresh summer styles.
Deals like new shorts, $12 for adults, $7 for kids, and famous graphic tees, just $5 for the whole family.
You're such a great shopper, girl.
Get all new styles at clearance prices, now through Sunday.
See you at Old Navy. Come on.
Select styles only in store, only available same for a week.
41 past the hour, Doug Steffens, good day. Jennifer, Heather, myself, Rich, talking to our friend Louie, Chef Louie. And, you know, Louie, over here on the East Coast, after we've had that storm, and even before, it's been 100 degrees, 102 degrees, and I find myself not wanting to eat heavy. I'm not even eating three meals a day. I'm eating two meals a day. It just gets hot, man. You just don't want to be full and bloated and the whole thing. So light stuff. So give me some ideas for something light that I can eat that makes gives me some energy when it's so hot like this.
Well, you know what? You know, we think of salads when we think of a light, cool meal. But the problem with a salad is it just doesn't fill you up and it doesn't last long. I mean, you feel like you're grazing for a half an hour chewing, but you're not getting anywhere. So I like to use a nice pasta base for my salad. And the reason why I like pasta, of course, being Italian, I don't have a choice. But pasta is a complex carb as opposed to a simple carb. Now, the difference between the two carbs, simple carb has one or two sugars in it, whereas pasta has three or more sugars in it, and they're bound together with starch. So your body breaks it down very slowly, which gives you energy over a longer period of time, which also doesn't store like fat, and it doesn't hurt your sugar levels as much as a simple carb, which would be like sugar or a lemonade type of drink or you know, candy bar, which gives you that short burst of energy. So if we take pasta and you cook some, you know, half a box of either penne or rigatoni and get that cooked, drain it, put it aside for a minute. Take a nice skillet and you're going to take a pound of broccoli rabe. Now, you can use regular broccoli if you want or any other green that you like. But the rabe, I like that. In some stores, it's called rapini. And the reason why I like it is because it's loaded with phytochemicals. Okay, and those fight free radicals in your bloodstream, which lower your risk of certain cancers. And it's one of the highest amounts of phytochemicals you're going to find. And you put that in a skillet, a medium heat skillet with some chopped garlic, and you're going to saute it for 4 or 5 minutes. And then you're going to put 4 slices of bacon chopped up nicely and a chopped up onion. Now, the kitchen miracle, as the bacon cooks, it gets crisp. And as the onion cooks, it gets soft. Is that amazing? We call that a kitchen miracle.
Yeah.
Two things happening at the same time. And then you're going to take a couple of fresh Roma tomatoes, those long tomatoes, and chop them up. Throw that in the pan, a little more garlic, and then about a cup and a half of a good either red or white wine. I like a red wine, but you can use a white wine in this. Once that's cooked down another 6-8 minutes, you're going to throw your pasta right in the mix. Toss it really nice, salt and pepper to taste. Throw some red pepper flakes in if you dare. And you're going to take it out, put it in a bowl, let it sit in the fridge for about an hour, hour and a half, so it's nice and cold. Okay? When it comes out, put some grated Parmesan cheese in it. And here's the miracle of this one. You get 4 servings out of this, and each serving is about 2 cups worth. And it's great. I mean, it's a good, hearty serving.
Right.
It's cold. It's light.
Yeah.
It's less than 400 calories. And if you use multigrain pasta, which makes it an even more complex carb, it'll give you upwards of 8 to 10 grams of fiber in every serving.
That's awesome.
Huh. So that's a great idea.
And it'll last. It'll stay with you a long time. I mean, it'll keep you full. It's just healthy. It's good for you.
Yeah, I don't know that I realized that the mixing of the complex carbs and the simple carbs, that's a great idea.
So, the complex carbs, which are so fantastic for you, you know, your diet should have half of your calories during the day should come from complex carbs. And that's what gives you energy.
All right, so if you're looking, you're thinking, "Ah, this is great. I want to make this weekend." A little bit later on this morning or early this afternoon, we'll have a picture of this salad and
for sure by next week.
For sure by next week. Well, we're trying to create Louie's new page, so but we'll definitely have it up there. As a matter of fact, Heather can put it in the show outlines right there on the front page today, and you can just click on it and find it there. And it will also be on our Good Day Pinterest page, so you can go get the recipe there. So check that out a little bit later. But Louie, what are some other ideas? And actually, the thing that I have, I was doing some spinach, and it wasn't unlike this the other day. And I wanted to do some olive oil in it, and my spinach ended up getting really kind of wilty. Obviously, I used too much. The moisture of the spinach as you're cooking it, along with the olive oil,
really dry too. Spinach is hard to carry water.
Liquid. You know, the rest is fiber.
Yeah.
So depending on how you cook it. You know what? I've tried over and over, and I do it with broccoli rabe, and people have tried it. Some like it, some don't. But I'll take spinach or I'll take broccoli rabe, and I'll put it on a baking dish, you know, like a cookie sheet.
Yeah.
Hit it with some olive oil, some salt, pepper, a little bit of red pepper flakes, and bake it. Bake it for 12 minutes at 350.
Instead of sauteing it.
Oh, man, what a day. It comes out, has a nutty flavor. It's delicious. Some of the leaves get a little crunchy or get a little overcooked. Some don't. But it's delicious.
I do that with my asparagus.
And I'll tell you what else you can do for the summer, too. You take you know, potatoes are on sale like crazy, and that's another great carb for you. You know, cut them up, boil them up, just like you were making, you know, chopped potatoes or you're getting ready to make mashed potatoes. Drain them and let them cool. Put them in a bowl and take some fresh string beans. Okay, saute them a little bit, just lightly. You want them crunchy. Or you can use fresh green peas out of the garden right now. Green peas are wild. They're so good. And you mix that in with fresh chopped garlic and make a salad out of potatoes, string beans, peas, throw some mushrooms in, and whatever you like.
You know what I thought about is doing this. You know those little saute pans that you can buy for your grill with the holes in it? I've thought about starting to try and saute my vegetables out on the grill. Now, obviously, the olive oil is not good, but if you toss the veggies in olive oil and coat them in olive oil and then cook them on the grill, all the juices kind of
pour
out
of
the pan. Yeah, but it'll keep them moist without drenching them.
Right. And it's, I tell you what, that's a great idea, Richie. I mean, I like using mine. I want it shaped like a wok, a big round bowl with holes in it.
Yeah.
And it works great. Works great for all kinds of vegetables, except for peas. They fall through the holes.
Exactly. Now, can I ask you a question about a pasta salad-ish idea? Because I was thinking about this the other day. I've gotten really into bulking up brown rice with vegetables. So I'll steam some broccoli. I'll stir-fry some spinach. Even some edamame, which I really love, and some onions and garlic. And then I stir-fry it with just a little teeny bit of olive oil, mostly Pam spray, with brown rice. And it's really good. But I was thinking, gosh, you could probably not even have to have that hot. You could probably leave that in the refrigerator. But what kind of dressing would you put on if you were going to make that into like a brown rice salad, like a side dish?
Well, there's two ways of going on that. If you want a white dressing, which is a little higher in calorie, of course, but you can make your own ranch dressing. So simple at home. So easy. Just take equal parts of buttermilk, mayonnaise, okay, and sour cream. Whisk them together. And there's your base for ranch dressing. Now you can throw in micro-chopped onion, micro-chopped carrot, a lot of cracked pepper. That makes a great dressing. And it's better than one you're going to buy, that's for sure, because you made it yourself.
I was thinking something vinaigrette.
Or you can take a blender
and
put olive oil in it, put all your dry flavors that you like, oregano, thyme, basil, some salt, some pepper, and throw in some... Parmesan cheese, and you whip that up. It's going to turn white on you. Drizzle a little more olive oil in as you need it. Throw some red wine or wine vinegar. I use straight wine in it. And you make the best Italian dressing. It's an emulsion, and it looks like a white mixture. And just put that over your salad, and it's fantastic. Oh, it's just delicious.
All right, so we have 1 minute left here, and you brought up a question that's been bugging me for a year.
Go ahead.
Olive oil.
Mm-hmm.
How do you know which ones? I mean, there's a big controversy on real olive oil and fake olive oil that says it's real olive oil. How do you know it's a good olive oil when you're in the grocery section and there's 50 different kinds?
That's why you go by the brand, you know, because you know that they're going to give you something good. And believe it or not, here I am, the happy Sicilian,
right?
And I use Spanish olive oils because they have the most flavor to them.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
And is there a particular brand or two that you recommend?
Well, I get a lot of it sent over. You know, my sister lives in Italy, so she sends me the ones that from the neighbors that make it. So I use a lot of those, but the Vigo, V-I-G-O, excellent brand. And it's priced right. It's not real. It's not expensive. And it's a good olive oil. It has good flavor.
Okay. All right, so once again, check out either the Good Day Pinterest page or gooddayshow.com, dougsteffen.com. You can see it up there in the hourly descriptions. Heather will put a link to the recipe, and you'll be able to see the picture of the salad. Thanks to Chef Louis for giving us a light summer salad for this weekend. And we'll talk to you next week, Louis. Thank you. It's 51 past the hour, and good day.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com, sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, foodstore.com, or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Relief from an oppressive early summer heat wave is apparently on the way. I'm David Weiss, and this is news that matters. So, let's say you live in Alaska, Kenai, Alaska. High temperature there yesterday, about 61, and you're constantly hearing about all this heat across the so-called lower 48, also known as the contiguous United States. In Kenai, you're probably concerned for the rest of us, but we don't see you sweating. The heat wave, which has been roasting much of the country, will continue today as it spreads east again. This after another record-breaking day in the Midwest, where high temperatures topped 100 in many places, more triple-digit numbers expected today. Making matters much worse, power outages. Hundreds of thousands in the eastern U.S. have been without power since last weekend when some violent storms hit. Here's a resident of Carroll County, Maryland, who's had it with the utility company, BG&E.
I've called almost every day to BG&E, and you know, they just keep saying, unfortunately, you know, we're all working on it.
And there are those sitting in the heat without air conditioning who are thankful utility crews are working on it.
I am thankful for those people who are out doing their job.
But for some, it may not be until this Sunday before power is back on. Back to the weather, we did mention relief is on the way, and beyond today, temperatures will start to drop this weekend across the upper Midwest. Low 80s for much of the Dakotas, Minnesota, Wisconsin, northern Michigan. The rest of the Midwest will start to feel better on Sunday when the highs are supposed to fall into the high 80s or low 90s in Kansas City, St. Louis, and Cincinnati. Similar relief for the East Coast, from the nation's capital through New York City, is expected at the beginning of next week. Oh, and the extended forecast for Kenai, Alaska, highs will remain in the low 60s next week, nighttime lows mid-40s. Enjoy it. Wish we were there. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. We've got a program with an interest rate that's dramatically lower than the current rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage. It's called our 7-1 adjustable rate mortgage. The rate today on a 7-1 ARM is an amazing 2.75%, APR 3.03%. This incredibly low rate is locked until the year 2019. After that, it may adjust once per year. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN. We'll help you keep more of that hard-earned money in your pocket where it belongs. Maybe that's why for the second year in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates ranked Quicken Loans highest in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination in the nation. I believe there's never been a more perfect time to refinance or purchase than right now. Again, the rate today on a 7-1 ARM is an amazing 2.75%, APR 3.03%. So give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or visit us at quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Adjustable rate subject to change. Call us for cost information. Equal housing.
Lending Lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
On Wall Street, a light trading day yesterday, and the market was down a bit. The Dow off 47 points, closing at 12,897. S&P lost 6 points. NASDAQ basically flat. Oil prices down 44 cents a barrel, finishing at $87.22. President Obama today will sign recently passed legislation on student loans and transportation investment. The president will be surrounded by college students and construction workers when he signs the measure, which will also keep federal flood insurance flowing. You're typing away at your keyboard next Monday, and something could be wrong. Monday could be a memorable day for an estimated 250,000 computer users around the world. Computer experts have been hyping the possibility that you might be at risk of losing internet access, courtesy of malicious software. That software was at the center of a hacking scam, which U.S. authorities shut down last November. Experts say they consider the threat small compared to other virus threats such as Zeus and SpyEye. And finally, we talk about the weather. Again, safe to say, if there's a beach nearby, you may very well be heading there this weekend. But off the coast of Chatham, Massachusetts, there's something you need to be aware of if you're thinking about taking a dip. Yes, we all know what this means. Multiple great white shark sightings off the coast of Chatham, Massachusetts beaches have prompted warnings from town officials who are telling beachgoers to stay at least 300 feet away from seals that also frequent the water. Why seals? Because sharks feed on seals. And as John Chisholm of the Division of Marine Fisheries points out, sharks remember.
When the water's right and to their liking, they remember where they had a good meal and they come back.
So, how are beachgoers in Chatham, Massachusetts reacting to all of this?
People are probably being cautious, and I guess it's safe as long as you keep alert.
It's one of those things that you hope it doesn't happen when you come down to the beach, but it definitely makes you think twice about jumping in the water.
Here's hoping it's a safe weekend and the water's off Chatham. Be careful out there. Somebody contact Quint, see if he's still around. I'm David Weiss, and that's the news that matters.
My car's a sauna. What's with this air conditioning?
You need an AC Pro.
Know any?
Yeah, you.
You got me confused with somebody else.
You're a pro with new do-it-yourself AC Pro, the 10-minute cold air solution.
But I...
You know where to find the hood?
That thing up front?
Exactly. AC Pro's easy, fast, and saves you money. You'll have your car's AC blowing cold air in minutes, guaranteed.
I did it. It's like a freezer in here.
Be a pro with new AC Pro, the 10-minute cold air solution.
Got a sweater?
There's a guy named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why is this country spending more money on healthcare, by far, and ranking 50th in health and longevity worldwide? Doc believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and obtaining optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic pharmaceutical drugs that lead to side effects that require more expensive and toxic pharmaceutical drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies to our own destruction, no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health and healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare, and I've joined forces with him to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit BrightSideBen.com and listen to Doc Wallach's deadly recipe lectures. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join our Brightside Ben team. Go to BrightSideBen.com. That's www.BrightSideBen.com.